Why, hey there. My name is Darcy Jeremy. You're listening to another episode of the Business of Ergonomics podcast. And today we're talking about niching down in your marketing messaging. So let's jump into that one right now. It's going to be goody.
Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now.
I have this really great quote to start off this episode, and it definitely depends on how you pronounce the term niche. I say niche, but I've also heard it niche. And I have this quote that works if you say niche, niche. Okay, it's called "The riches are in the niches." And it's, I know, it's very cliche, but there is some truth to that. A business niche is a specialized or focused area of a broader market that businesses can serve to differentiate themselves from the competition. Business owners should find a niche in their industry that has underserved or unmet needs. And when I think of niches too, what I think of is back in grade one or grade two and figuring out where a certain animal lived, and I had to break down a piece of paper into quadrants, and one of them was a niche. I don't know if you've done similar things like that when you grew up in public school, but that's what we did. And it obviously left a lasting effect on how I think about this and how I run my business. There's another really important quote today when it comes to this whole idea of niching down and whether or not you're doing it in your marketing and how you're running your ergonomics consulting business. It's that if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. And it's an incredibly famous quote in the marketing world. When I first heard it, it definitely blew my mind, but I still didn't quite understand how it related to ergonomics. And that's what I want to do in today's episode. I want to talk about if we're talking to everyone about our services, how it's likely doing a disservice to not only the trajectory of our business, but the types of people that we can help. There's a few things that I want us as ergonomics professionals to be really clear on. And the difference, first of all, is who we're marketing to and who we serve, because this is one of the biggest elements when it comes to niching down. And there's so many ways that we can niche down too. But here's the thing, and this is kind of my disclaimer. Even if you know that you're talking directly to those people, let's say we want to niche down to human resources because we want to target corporate, because we know there's a lot of scalability of our services when we can get into corporate. And maybe not all areas of corporate. There's probably a certain segment of corporate that you want to get into because you know there's a lot of opportunity. I'll talk about a little bit more of that in this episode. But the disclaimer is, even if you know you're talking directly to those people in corporate or HR, it doesn't necessarily mean you're saying no to everyone else. And this is what a lot of us ergonomists think, that we want to help everyone with ergonomics because we know that we have such a valuable skill set that, let's say, for most are underserved. Most people need ergonomics, but they are working in workstations that aren't the best suit or even adjusted for them. There's going to be elements in our messaging that can attract other people who aren't in your niche. But my point here is, if that you don't narrow down your messaging, what you say probably is not going to stick to anybody's mind. And if you're being everything to everyone, you're probably actually nothing to nobody. What I want to talk about first is the difference to who we're marketing to and who we serve. Tragically, this was the most complex case that I really had to understand when I was first starting out marketing my ergonomics consultancy. And it's for the reason that although I, again, knew that I could help everyone, if I didn't narrow down my messaging, it wasn't making the connection, and I was essentially just wasting time. I've also noticed that with members in my Accelerate program, this is one of the most difficult aspects that is the first step to marketing ergonomics. So let's break it down. First, what you want to do is pick your niche. Each niche results in a completely different marketing strategy and messaging content to connect with them. Alrighty? So it could be that you're looking to market to self-employed, maybe it's remote workers, gig workers, or maybe if you're like me, you're going for corporate. And there's obviously different levels of corporate too based on the number of employees. You have the small, you have the medium, and the large. My favorite area has always been the small to medium-sized corporations. And that's because there's not a lot of middle management and people that have to say yes to a particular contract. Usually, there's just a couple of key decision makers. Most of the weight with someone in human resources that says that we need it. They're handling a lot of the administrative work. And that's why I love with small and medium organizations because there's a lot of benefit to that. I have worked with larger organizations too. And with larger organizations, not only do you have more middle management that are acting like many more decision makers, so it's harder to move forward. The sheer size of these organizations mean that, of course, there is a very big upside on and I guess motivation to get into these organizations. However, I've seen it, and I've definitely talked with ergonomics consultants that have worked in these organizations too and consulted to them, that on a dime, sometimes the organization can just change directions. And as someone who's running a business, the expectation is that you have a set number of hours that are dedicated to fill that large corporate contract. And if they decide to change, the fact of the matter is that if you're putting all your eggs in one basket with this one employer because you know that there's so much work that can come out of it, what actually happens is that's a big risk because you're overly invested in just one employer that can change their direction, just like any organization can change their direction at the drop of a dime. But my point is that if we diversified who we're working with and not relying on just one type of one organization that happens to be large, there is a lot of risk reduction in our organization's revenue moving forward. Let's go with the corporate example here. Whether you're dealing with a small, medium, or large, I love working with corporate. And here's the trick. So we work with employees, we assess jobs, but those aren't whom we market to. Generally speaking, the decision maker in that company is likely going to be someone in human resources. And that's a really big clue how we want to represent what we do and the value that we bring to these particular professionals, because knowing that they're human resources means that we can already figure out where they're spending their time, what type of certifications that they have, what types of issues that they're going to have to deal with administratively, whether it's looking to hire people or it's to handle the workers' compensation side of it too. Generally, human resources, especially in the small to medium corporate, will have to deal with that. Of course, when it's a larger corporation, they could hire out a lot of this, at least workers' compensation administrative work. But at least for the small to medium ones, they are going to be doing it in-house because it's a cost savings measure. So this is the trick. We market to the decision maker. And while we serve that corporation, we also connect with and work with the employees. So it could be that your ideal client in this case would be human resources, and that's who you would niche down to, right? This is a big fact because how we market to the employees would be incredibly different to how we would market to the decision makers. And when we are focusing on those decision makers, this is called top-down marketing. Sometimes when you're first breaking into a market, we just have to get creative. We need to drum up business in any way possible. So sometimes you need to have a mix of top-down and bottom-up. So bottom-up would be working with messaging to the employees to talk to their HR about ergonomics. And when they do, we are the option to help. So I want you to keep that on your radar too, because we do sometimes just have to get really creative when we're first breaking into the market. The bottom up and the top down approach is something that you want to do, but knowing the difference, in particular how you're going to choose your marketing message, is important, because what that HR decision maker cares about isn't necessarily going to be what that employee cares about. You might be asking yourself, what do we want to talk about in our marketing content? Well, it's that need, want, limitation, and how we can help them with our ergonomic services. And I hope you're seeing the value here, that we're finally kind of digging down into what niching down means for marketing our services. So the administrative costs of rehiring quality employees, dealing with the paperwork of workers' compensation claims, listening to employees complain about their discomfort, wasting time to find chairs and other equipment that's not even suitable in the first place, are typical things that an HR decision maker would need to deal with in a small to medium corporation. You also can dig down into the type of associations that they're probably a part of, how they get their information, how we can provide value in the multiple more arrays of responsibilities and roles that they have. And I hope you can see that there's so many possibilities here. And if you're going the bottom-up approach, it's completely different how they're going to get that information. It's almost that you want to turn that whole idea upside down, because that employee is going to be more focused on pain and the discomfort related to having a bad chair or working with ergonomic related musculoskeletal disorders. Having that in your arsenal, in your marketing skills, is important too. So the next step here is, how do you find out this information? Well, it takes time. It takes a lot of dedication to peel away the layers of the onion. Obviously, I'm going to plug my program, Accelerate. This is something that I really think has to be in any ergonomics consultant's skill set and toolbox, because marketing is the difference that makes the difference. You can obviously do this by yourself, and it just takes a lot of research. I like to say, just get on a call with peeps. Get on the call with your ideal clients and talk to them. Figure out what is so important to them, what types of things would make their lives easier, and just get to know them. But you can also look at forums. You can figure out where your ideal clients would be hanging out. And again, it all depends on where you're niching down. Because as I said, my favorite way to serve is small to medium corporations, because there's a big bang for my buck. It's very leveraged as part of my time. But maybe you want to connect with a different type of market. And that is totally dependent on where you're living, where you work, who you want to work with, what you really enjoy doing. And that's how you want to place how you value your time. And that is totally cool too. So as I mentioned, all these things are discussed in my program, the Accelerate Business of Ergonomics program. And if you want to learn more about this, I'm opening enrollment at the end of June 2021. That's next time we're open enrollment. We just have our new group of peeps that enrolled at the end of March, first week of April. So I'm so excited to be taking them through this whole complex case of marketing how they can move their business forward. And really what it comes down to is connecting with your ideal clients, doing the work, and understanding that this stuff doesn't take, it's not an overnight success. This stuff takes months and months of dedicated work to start to see the marketing come in. But marketing is so important. It really is. And relying on referrals or word of mouth, of course, is one aspect of bringing people into your world, but it simply can't be everything. There's so much more opportunity out there. And I show you the system of how to do that in Accelerate. As I mentioned in the past episodes, please, I would really appreciate if you could leave a message and by ways of leaving a comment on this podcast, rating this podcast. If you like what I'm giving out here, give me a, you know, a full 5-star rating. That would be really cool. Review the podcast. That would be really amazing. I totally value your time and really listening to me chat about something that I am so passionate about. Until next time, everyone, thank you for listening. I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you about marketing and ergonomics, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
So if you like what you heard in this podcast episode and you want to learn more, you want to learn how other healthcare professionals are already adding office ergonomic expertise to their services and practice, I have a training for you. All you have to do is head to ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo. That's ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo, and you can get started today.